his theological imagination of how we are individuals with different functions, but we are connected to the whole. This could mean the church, the community, but he mentions that we are separate, but we contribute to the whole. And this is a perfect scripture for our stewardship campaign because it helps us to begin to think about spiritually what we give and our resources, our money, how we give ourselves as part of the whole. And whenever we're talking about stewardship, we're always talking about identity. Who are we? Who were we? Who are we now? And who are we going to become? Our identity is when you walk into the sanctuary, we have great big letters out there that talk about our core values. We have faith and love, welcoming community, and leadership. And then the last one, which is great, is fun/joy. So we know that we're supposed to have some fun with this, have a little bit of play at church. And so these are our core values. And so this morning, what we're going to do is I had passed out or mailed out a questionnaire that asked questions about why you came to Grace, why you are here at Grace, and what's your vision for the church going forward. And I've created a script from those responses. And so you all are going to preach to one another. And so I invite you to listen to the grace and the good news in your responses. After each question, we will be singing a verse of the Church of Christ in Every Age. And so I believe Jim will put that on the screen when it comes up. And I will read the quotes and offer a couple words to connect some of those together. And so we're going to begin with listening to the hymn being played once through, and then we'll begin with question one. When and why did you become a member of Grace United Church of Christ? My mother was a member when I was born on March 10th, 1929. On March 17th, 1929, I was registered in the Grace Reformed Church cradle roll. Probably in late 1941 or 1942, when the church was downtown on Chestnut Street, we transferred from Amanda Presbyterian Church. I was baptized and raised in this church, married my wife 67 years ago, and we raised our family here. In approximately 1993, we decided with young children we needed to attend a closer church as compared to driving about a half hour to our prior church. We had met Reverend Bob Tussing and his wife at the Valley View Pool and just hit it off right away. Additionally, Peg Arcari, the Grace UCC Education Director, attended functions there with her family at the pool. Good, friendly people. I had not attended services regularly for decades. A couple years ago, I went to a concert at Just North UCC in Columbus. I enjoyed spending time among like-minded people and decided to check out Grace. I looked Grace up online and finally walked in the doors on a Sunday morning. I felt welcomed in the worship experience. I moved here, left Disciples of Christ Church. Grace offered a similar doctrine, but it was the people who took me into their hearts. We joined Grace Church in the early 1990s. We were looking for a church with more opportunities for spiritual growth and children's activities. We were acquainted with Pastor Bob Tussing and the church's support of peace and justice groups such as Lancaster Area Peacemakers, Peace Action, PFLAG, and Peace School. So we tried out Grace Church first. With its adult programs, Environmental Action Committee, and Earth Day activities, we decided to look no further for our church home. We are not members yet. We first came for Christmas Eve service and a few Sundays before shutdown. We learned about Grace at Lancaster's Pride and was excited about inclusion for all. There is no room for hate for anyone. Some things that bring these together: family history, a welcoming spirit, feels like home, service-oriented, and inclusivity. I invite you to join in verse 1 of the Church of Christ in Every Age. Why do you continue to be a part of this faith body? What makes Grace unique from other churches in our area? What current fellowship or mission event do you look forward to every year? Having been a part of this church all my life, I have lots of wonderful friends here and lots of great memories of youth events, choir, Bible school, and of course, chicken noodle supper. I have many memories of many years of activity and participation in the life of the church, and memories of people both past and present. Because of my advanced age, I can't participate in many activities. I shall be a part of any activity that doesn't require more energy than I can give. I continue to choose Grace UCC because my fellow members are my family. Although we don't participate at the present time, my favorite service was feeding the homeless at the shelter monthly, as well as providing meals to the clinicians at the free clinic that Maywood Mission sponsors. Can you surmise I enjoy cooking? I have never experienced such a giving church in all my years. Someone stands up and says, "We need money, or coats, or food, or help painting." No matter what, we get all or more than we need. I have served on multiple committees, and I will continue to do so. Most of these affiliations, Peacemakers, Peace Action, Peace School, Environmental Action Committee, or Earth Day activities, no longer exist. But there is always a mission project or local outreach project going on, and the church's connection to all those people with different backgrounds, wherever their faith journey presently is, that is what keeps us here. There is a more liberal outlook here at Grace than any other church we know of in the city or in the county. We are continuing to come because the feeling of welcome for all. Grace is different, unfortunately, in this way. On our search for churches, this is not always the way. Our faith in organized religion was put to the test until we went to Pride to support our community and met members of the church. And then there's a little heart sign next to that. Some themes that connect. Again, one's history with the church, service and mission projects, a giving spirit, a welcoming church, and our participation in our Pride event in Lancaster. I invite you to join in verse 2 of the Church of Christ in Every Age. And our final question, what is your hope/vision for Grace United Church of Christ 5, 10, 20 years from now? I hope to see many more members and much more participation from all members. With our new minister, I have hope that attendance grows, would like to see it grow in all churches. My hope is that Grace Church could bring in young families with children who could carry on the traditions of our church as well as start their own traditions for future generations. We need to bring back Sunday school programs to attract families. Youth fellowship and catechism classes are an important part of the church. My hope is that we increase our membership with young families and all other age groups. I also hope we can continue our service projects. Growth in numbers of people, outreach opportunities, and spiritual growth opportunities, a place for open-minded people to come and feel welcome. Continue outreach to non-traditional groups and the growing of membership for youth. I would like to see Grace grow and thrive with more families involved. Perhaps it needs to be recognized for more than the beautiful, unique building. I'm willing to be a part of a discussion group about how to make Grace a force in the community, a caring, respected force. Well, everyone will say to gain more members. I do not know if that is possible, but we pray it can be. It's a condition of society in general. Many churches are having that same issue. But we are hopeful with the future and what it will bring. Expanding our church family, continuing outreach and service projects, a children's ministry, and hope in a future that is coming. I want to end with this. It comes from the Romero Prayer. It was written for Oscar Romero. And I love this line. We plant the seeds that one day will grow. We water the seeds already planted, knowing they hold future promise. We lay foundations that will need future development. We provide yeast that produces effects for beyond our capabilities. Yes, we have immediate needs for our stewardship, but we give out of faith, trusting, and knowing that God is doing a new thing in our church. So let us join in the final verse, verse 3 of the Church of Christ in Every Age.
Thank you.
Amen.